Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome to today's Daf, which is Yuma Samachay. We begin towards the bottom of Samach Da'al Amud Beis. And we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday, in the midst of a discussion regarding an extra goat. How's that? You began with a pair, Sar LaShem, Sar LaZazel. Suppose the Sar LaZazel was mace. You need to bring a brand new pair, do a new hagrala. Now the new Sar LaZazel will replace the old one. But you have an extra goat on your hands. You have two Sar LaShems, the original one and the newcomer. Which one are you meant to use? We have machlokes between Rabu says, mitzvah barishim. You meant to use the first one. Rabbi Yechon says, no, use the last one, use the new one, because the first one was already nitche. It had been pushed away from Akrava, and once he loses his Akrava ability, he no longer regains it. Now the Gemara today will ask several kashas on these shittas. Let's begin three lines from the bottom on Samach Da'al Amud Beis. Tanan, let's take a look at our Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the Perek, which says, what do you do with the extra goat? You let it wander till it gets a mum. Direct the value to Nadav. Why? Says the Mishnah, She'ein chatas tzibur meisa. Because a chatas tzibur is never left to die. Generally speaking, we have a halacha that five possible chatois will be meisos. We have amongst them the Vlad chatas, Tmurat chatas, and chatas shekipru baleo b'acheres. A chatas that went missing, and whose owner got a substitute and brought it instead of the original one, and you discover the lost one, it goes l'misa. But, says the Gemara, the Mishnah rather, a chatas sibur doesn't have that halacha. So in this case, although the goat here is an extra goat, it's an unneeded chatas, Chatos shekipru ba'leho ba'acheres, whose owner already achieved kapur by way of another goat, this goat won't go lemisa. She'ein chatos sibur mesa. We infer from here, we have a diyik, hodi yachid, ki ay gavna mesa. Suppose this would have been a chatos yachid. This very situation would have required a different result. The chatos would have gone lemisa. That's how it's mashma from our Mishnah. There's no misa because of chatas tzibur, but if it would have been an extra chatas yachid, we would have applied the halacha of misa. Let's analyze the Mishnah. Now, once again, we have machlokes between Rav, who says, which one of these goats are you meant to use? Right, you have an extra one. Suppose you have the original Lashem, and the newcomer, another Lashem, which one do you use? Rav says, you meant to use the original one. And the newcomer is the one that's considered extra. Whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're going to use the new group, the newcomer, the new pair, and ignore the original one. Says the Gemara, Bishlami Rabbi Yochanan, we understand why this halacha would be true according to Rabbi Yochanan. Which halacha? The halacha that we are medayik from the Mishnah. That if we would be speaking about a chatas yachid, then the chatas would go to lemisa. This works according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that he meant to use the new one and pass over the original one. In which case we would understand why the original one goes lemisa. Why? Bishlami Rabbi Yochanan k'drabi Abba Amar Rav. And according to Rabbi Abba, who tells us the name of Rav, the Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Rav. See, this is a discussion over in Maseches Tzmura regarding this halacha of a chatos that went missing and whose owner went ahead and got a substitute, got a kapara ba'acheres. Well, we know the lost chatos goes l'misa. After discovery, it goes l'misa. Now, there's a question, is a machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbanon, discussed in Maseches Tzmura, to what extent, and what type of situation, under what parameters do we say that the chatas goes l'misa? It's an extensive discussion in Maseches Tzmura. But Rabbi Abba tells us the name of Rav. HaKoil Moedim, all agree, even Rabbanon, who are makel, when it comes to this halacha, they will agree in a case where sheim niskaper b'she'ena avuda, avuda mesa. Suppose one chatas went missing. He got another one as a replacement. And now he discovers the lost one. He has two chatois standing in front of him. And he chooses to use the substitute rather than the original one. In this case, all agree. Rebbe, Rabbanon, who discusses in Maseches Tzmura, and Rabbanon are makel when it comes to these halachas, but they'll all agree that in this case, since he ignored the original one, he took the newcomer at the expense of the original one, Niskaper b'she'ena avuda, he chose to use the one that never was missing, that was always here, the newcomer, the replacement, at the expense of the original one, avuda mesa, the original one which was missing and now rediscovered, that goes lamisa, because he actively pushed it away, it was lost, he replaced it, and he chose not to use it. That will explain our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, which tells us that the leftover chatas would go lamisa if it would have been a chatas yachid. This works according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that when you have a choice of using the original Sur Lashem of the first pair versus the newcomer, the new Sur Lazazel of the pair introduced now, which one are you meant to use? The newcomer. Now we understand why the other one, the original Hashem, goes Lamisa, because he chose to be Miskaper B'she'en Avuda, with a fresh one, with one that never went missing, was never pushed away, fresh new pair, at the expense of the original Chatas, which was sort of lost. It wasn't actually lost, but it was it was pushed aside, because remember, he lost his partner. We had a pair of goats. One of those goats died, the Sur Lazazel, at which point we say that the Sur Lashem loses its status temporarily, because it cannot be used on its own. So he was sort of pushed aside, dachi. Now we come back with a new pair of goats. We introduce a new Lashem here, and we chose to use this one at the expense of the first one, who basically, conforming to this halacha, will be in the Skaper B'She'ena Avuda. We're using the one which never went missing, nothing went wrong with it, at the expense of the old one, which was pushed away and negated and lost its status. And what is the halacha there? Avuda Mesa. That is the halacha of Chatash Nevdosh and Iskaper Bala Bacheres. It goes to Mesa. So going to Rabbi Yechon, we understand the mission. Continues the Gemara, Ela L'Rav, but according to Rav, who says that what? That in our case, we have an extra goat. Again, what happened? You had a pair of goats. The Sur Lazazel was mace. And you brought a new set of goats. The Sur Lazazel came to replace the old one. And now you have two possible Sur Lashems, the original and the new one. It says, Rav, which one are you meant to use? The original one, Mitzvah Barishain. That's the case. Why would there be any Chiv Misa for the Chatas here? The Mishnah tells you there's no Misa because it's a Chatas Sibur. If it would have been a chatas yachad, it would be misa. Why? Ela l'rav, hava l'kimafrish shtei chatois l'achrayis. Why would you apply misa to the new Sur Lashem, to the replacement Sur Lashem, just because you used the original one? That would not bring about misa to be applied to the new Sur. It's like, he goes, mafresh two chatois. Lach right, the person has a chiv chatas. He decides, you know what? I want to set aside two animals, just in case. Just in case one goes missing, I'll have the other one. In which case we say, even though at the end of the day I'll have one left over, there's no misa here. V'amar v'ishya, hifresh shtei chatois lach right. If a person does that, he's mafresh two chatois, just to be sure that he's covered. The din of Misa doesn't apply, even though we'll have an extra chatas. At the end of the day, miskaper b'achas mehem. He uses one, v'ashniya tira, and the second one is left to wander till it gets a mum. You sell it off on a dava. Here as well, says the Gemara. If you're going to use the original Sur Lashem, in which case the newcomer the one introduced now will be the one left over. Nothing wrong with him. He didn't get lost. He wasn't pushed away. So this, it's as though he was mafresh two animals for guarantee, for security. I mean, the Gemara means to say you can have a case where you have an extra chatas. It doesn't mean it goes l'misa. See here as well. When he was mafresh this new Lashem, he had a choice. He couldn't use this one. He could use the original one. There's nothing wrong, nothing inherently wrong with this chatas here. So why would the Mishnah imply that the new Ser Lashem would go l'misa if it would have been a chatas yachid? Under what basis? Under what grounds? Says it's not so simple. Ki even Amar Rav. Since Rav already told us yesterday, Rav Savalek Rabbi Yosi, Dama Mitzvah Berishon. Rabu says you can use the original Lashem. Didn't mean you have a choice. You meant to use the original one. Mitzvah Barishim, because that's the first one that you set aside. He gets first privilege. If that's the case. Meikara kimafresh li'ibud dami. When he introduced the new Sar Lashem, he knew full and well it's going li'ibud, going for waste. You can't use it. You're meant to use the original one. If that's the case, the Aloch of Chatas HaMesis applies to it. It's really a sugi and tmura. A little hard to get into all the details, but in concept we see that I lost chatas, a negated chatas, pushed away chatas, goes l'misa. Here's what says the Gemara. When you're going to be mafresh, this new pair of goats, amongst them you have this new Sar Lashem, which you know full and well will not serve any purpose or function. Who's going to ignore him? You're going to use the original one according to Rav. So in effect, you will mafresh this Sar Lashem, this chatas li'ibud, for waste, for nothing. Memela, the aloch of misa applies to it. Okay, so just let's just briefly summarize the Gemara. Once again, Rachlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. In the case where you had a pair of goats, for instance, Sar Lazazel with mace, you need to bring a replacement for that Sar. You can't just bring one Sar. You have to bring a pair of goats because you can only designate, you can only commit Lashem Lazazel through a girl, and that requires two goats. You bring a new set of goats, and the Sar Lazazel will replace the old one. But now you left the two Sar Lashems. Rav says, use the original one. Rabbi Yechon says, no, you can't use the original one, which was already negated. Pushed away from use was Nitche. Use the newcomer. Mishnah tells us, the extra Sar Lashem won't go to Misa because it's a Chatas Sibur. We make a diak. But had it have been a Chatas Yachad, it would go to Misa. We'll try to analyze that. So according to Rabbi Yechon, we understand. Because since he's going to use the new Sar Lashem at the expense of the old one, which was pushed away, it's like an Avod, that goes to Misa. But according to Rav, where technically he can use either one, why should we say, just because he chooses to use the original one, the newcomer is Lamisa? He was mafresh for a purpose. He didn't get lost, it wasn't pushed away. He had an equal chance, equal shot at Hakrova as the first one. It's like a person is mafresh two chatois, knowing full and well, he only needs one. He'll do just in case, as a backup. That's fine. The Gemara says, well, since he's really meant to use the first one, Mitzvah Barishon, he knew full and well. The afrosh of this new chatas, this new Sar Lashem, is going nowhere. It's li'ibud. Therefore, there's a din misa. Okay, the Gemara is going to ask another kasha from our Mishnah. Tanan, let's take a look at the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Thomas. You see, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says that even a chatas tzibur is mace. Therefore, the extra one, which you maintain, you Rabbana maintain, that you apply the halacha of yirach, it stove, you let it wander to get a mum, and directly value to nedava. I disagree. I say Thomas. The din of misa applies to it as well. Now, what was Rabbi Yehuda speaking about? We assume that he was referring to the same animal as the Rabbana. The Rabbana spoke about a specific animal, left over the extra Lashem, which goes Liriya. He says Thomas. Let's try to analyze the discussion. Bishlem Rabbi Yochanan Amar Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yireh. You see, this works according to Rabbi Yochanan. Who holds that when the Mishnah, when the Rabbanan, the Mishnah said that the extra one, the Isheni, cannot be used, it's meant to roam around till it gets a mum, whose money will be directed to Nadava. They were speaking about the second one of the original pair, meaning the lone survivor of that original pack. Right? Kondor Rabbi Yechanan, you can't use that one. And that was Nitche. Kondor Rabbi Yechanan, you use the new group, the new pair, exclusively the new pair. So when the Rabbanah said the second one, it goes Liriya, what were they referring to? The original Sir Lashem, that's the one considered redundant and left over. Now, when Rabbi Yehuda responds and says, I hold the Gozla Misa, he too was referring to that animal. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah works. They're both speaking about the same animal. The original Lashem, which is now considered redundant, leftover, useless. According to Rabban, you say Roya Achistoy. According to Rabbi, you say Misa. And which one do you use? You use the new pair. Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan de Amar, Sheni Shebezug Rishan Yira. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's going to be the second one of the first pack, meaning the lone survivor of that first pack will be Yira, according to Rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda Yomas. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it goes Lamisa. So which one will he use? Ms. Kaper, Bisheni, Shebezug Sheni. So he'll use the second one of the new pack. Right? According to Rabbi Yochanan, the new pair introduced, that's the one to be used. One will be Lazazel, to replace the old Lazazel, and the Sheni, Shebezug Sheni, the other one, the Lashem, will be his Lashem. El Rav, the Amar Sheni, Shebezug Sheni Yira. However, according to Rav, who maintained that according to Shitas Rabbanan, which one are you meant to use? The original Sar Lashem. And the Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yira is the leftover one in the new pair that you cannot use. That's the one that's going to be Roya Achi Yistoyev. Now, let's stop for a second. Rabbi Yehuda takes issue on two accounts. We discussed this yesterday. Firstly, he holds, instead of letting it wander till it gets a mum, it goes Lamis. That's number one. Number two, Rabbi Yehuda really disagrees regarding which one he meant to use. You see, this halacha of Rav, who says mitzvah barishan was exclusively according to the Rabbanan. He himself agreed that there was a machlekes regarding this halacha. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda maintains, you meant to use the fresh pair. Rabbi Yehuda holds, a bal chai does get pushed away. Once negated, always negated. You can no longer use that original Sar Lashem, which became possible for a while when he lost his partner. So even Rav agrees that there's a machlekes. It was a question, Shitas Chachamim, right? Rav held, according to Chachamim, use the original one. According to Rabbi Yochanan, even the Chachamim agree, you don't use the original one. That was the Shaila, but all agree that according to Rabbi Yehuda, a Bal Chai becomes Nitche. So there were two machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. One is what to do with the leftover one, the Sheni, according to Rabbanon, Yirach Yistoyev, there's no Misa by Tzibur. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there is Misa even by Tzibur. That's number one. And then the question was, which one are you meant to use? Right? According to Rav, the Rabbanon maintained, use the original one. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you cannot use the original one, which was Netche. Rather, use the fresh pair of goats. So getting back to Al Gemara. Ela l'Rav d'Amar Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yira. Now, according to Rav, who says that the Shitas Rabbanon is, use the original Sir Lashem, and the extra one in the new pack is going Liriya. So now when Rabbi Yehuda responds, he says, no, not Liriya. I hold it goes Lamisa. Rabbi Yehuda Yamus. So what are we left with? Rabbi Yehuda b'may mechaper. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what's he going to use? You can't use the Lashem of the new pack. We just said it goes Lamisa. Right? He was referring to the Rabban. What you say goes L'Ria, I say goes Lamisa. And that was the Lashem of the second pack. And we already know that Rabbi Yehuda holds you can't use the original one. because balechayim midochem. But my mechaper, what's left? First kapara, what could I use? Says the Gemara, mi savras, Rabbi Yehuda, asheni shebezuk sheni koi? Do you really think that factually you're right, but as far as the response, the conversation here, we have to rearrange things. Do you really think that Rabbi Yehuda, when he said yomos, he was referring to the same animal as the Tanakama was referring to? Tanakama was speaking about using the first one, and the second Lashem going L'Riyah. When Rabbi Yehuda responds and says, no, it goes L'Misa, he wasn't referring to that animal. The second Lashem of the new pack. Misa, Rabbi Yehuda, Asheni, Shebezuk, Sheni, Koi? No, Rabbi Yehuda, Asheni, Shebezuk, Rishen, Koi. It wouldn't make any sense if he would be referring to the new Lashem, and he would say, it goes L'Misa, because it leaves him with nothing to use. The second one's gone, and the first one he can't use the kontra that's nitre. No, that wasn't his intention. He was referring to the sheni shugrishen koi. He said like this: you cannot use the sheni of the first pack, meaning the lone survivor of that original group, the lashem of the first pair, because balechayim midochem according to me, kontra Yehuda. And once you can't use it, I maintain it goes L'Misa. We're consistent with his shita that a leftover chatas goes L'Misa. But he was referring only to that one. Of course you can use the new Lashem, the one that was just introduced, with a new pack, with a new pair. So bottom line, we had a little bit of confusion regarding the kavanah of Rabbi's words. But at the end of the day, we worked it out. True, Rabbi Yehuda has a double machlokes with Tanakama. One, he says, Echata Sibur can go to Misa. And number two, this is Rav, the Tanakama held, use the first one. It's a Barishan. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed. He said, Balechai Nidach, and once the first one became disqualified because he lost his partner, he can no longer use it. Rather, use the new Lashem introduced now. And what do you do with the original one? That's the leftover one. That goes L'Misa. So he has a double issue with the Tanakam. But at the end of the day, he has something that he can use. The new Lashem of the most recently introduced pair of goats. Continues the Gemara, V'ika de kamoisiv hachi. There were those who presented another kasha from our Mishnah as follows. Now, if you look closely, this is actually a close replica of a kasha that we introduced yesterday on the Samach Dalad. This is just a bit of a different version, but the outcome will be pretty much the same. So the kasha goes as follows. Rabbi Yehuda, once again, takes double issue with Tanakam. First he says, I believe even a chatas sibur is mesa. Then we have the following words. Va'oit. Amr Rabbi Yehuda. In addition, says Rabbi Yehuda, I have another machlekes with you. I hold that nishbach adam yom samishtaleach. Suppose there is a dam of the Sir Lashem in a container and it spills out. It's Yom Kippur, he's weak, it slips out, it goes missing. What happens now? Yom samishtaleach. His counterpart, the samishtaleach, ugolam misa, because balei chayim midochem. At that point, once his partner goes missing, he's disqualified from Akrava, from being a Zar Lazazel, even though he's a Baal Chai. He cannot bounce back again once he gets a new partner. Once he's disqualified, that status remains permanently. And the reader continues, Meis HaMishtalech Yishapach Adam. Suppose the Zar Lazazel is Meis, then the dam of the Sar Lashem, which is already in container, becomes Pasal Yishafich. That's partially because it's not a Baal Chai. It's already dam. So once it becomes disqualified, it remains that way forever. You have to bring a brand new pair. So it's pretty clear that Rabbi Yehuda is coming to add another point to his machlekes. Not only do I disagree with you regarding the concept of Chatos Tzibur Mesa, You hold, there's no such thing. I hold Chatas Tibur's Mesa. V'oid, not only that, I want to add another point of Machlegis here. That what? Bali Chayim Yidachem. Even a Bal Chay can get pushed aside permanently. Suppose the Dam of the Tzar Lashem was Nishpach. What happens to his counterpart? Yamas. There's no remedy. There's nothing to do. You can't go and replace the Tzar Lashem, give him a new partner. Because once he's become disqualified, Bal Chayim Yidachem. Says the Gemara, okay, this works well. Bishlam Ele Rav. So according to Rav, we understand that there's a double machlekes. Reisha pligi b'chatas tzibur. The first machlekes was regarding a chatas tzibur, an extra chatas tzibur. According to Rabban Yirashi, there's no misa, whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's misa. That's number one. V'seifa pligi b'bali chayim. And the second part of the machlekes, beginning with the words v'oid, is a new discussion. Tanakhama held bali chayim don't become disqualified. Einam nidachin. So in this case where you have a pair of goats and the Sar Lazazel was mace, and you need to bring a new Sar Lazazel by bringing a new pair of goats, new Hagrolo. He took the new Sar Lazazel and used them as a replacement for the old one. And now you have two Sar Lashems in front of you. According to Tanakhama, you might use the first one, Mitzvah Berisha. Although he was disqualified at some point because he lost his partner, he bounces right back. A Bal Chai has resilience. He comes right back into service. That's a Tanakam, that's a Chacham. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Bal Chai Nidachem. I hold, once a Bal Chai loses his Akrava status, he loses it forever. He has one shot at it, one chance at becoming a Karban. Once it becomes Pasul, he can't be reinstated. So these are the two Machlaikas that they have. V'seifa pligi Balei Chai. The next part of the Machlaikas was regarding the din of a Bal Chai. Rabbi says, I disagree, I hold a Bal Chai is Nidachem. That's why he said, Nishbach Adam, Yomas HaMishtaleach. Since the Dam was spilled out, the Yisrael HaMishtaleach lost his partner, so to speak. He's no longer ripe for his function. You have to bring a brand new pair of goats. The Yisrael HaMishtaleach is mace. And this is in contrast to Tanakhama, who held, no. A Bal Chai is never pushed away permanently. And therefore, in this case, if the Dam would be Nishbach, of course you need a new pair of goats. Make Agrola and bring the Lashem into the picture to replace the old Lashem. But you can go ahead and use the old Lazazel. The original Sar Lazazel is perfectly fine because Bal Chai never gets Nitche permanently. So now we understand, we presented the Machlekes very clearly. A double Machlekes between Rabbi Yud and Tanakam. Elo Rabbi Yechanan, my void. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, who held that even the Chachamim agree, Balei Chaim Nidachin, you never go back to the original carbon, he's been pushed away, he lost his chance. You use the fresh pair. That's even the Tanakam, even the Chachamim hold. As such, if that's the case, my Ve'oid. What's the Ve'oid? Which implies that there's a new Machlekes here. I'm coming to disagree with you, says Rabbi Yehuda. I hold a Bal Chai is Nidach. If the dam is spilled, Yom Samishtaleach. What do you mean? Tanakhama also agreed to the concept of Bal Chaim Nidachem. What's the Machlekes? Kasha. We leave it as an unresolved Kasha. And in fact, we said yesterday, the Mishnah is Daika Kavasei D'Rav. The language and the content of the Mishnah supports Rav Shita, who holds that according to the Rabbanon, Bal Chaim Einu Nidachem, you go back to the original goat, who becomes reinstated, bounces back into service. Continues the Gemara of Oidam Rabbi Yehuda Nishbach Adam Yomas HaMashtalech. Okay, let's review this halacha of Rabbi Yehuda. The statement contains two details. If the dam of the Sar Lashem was Nishbach, then his counterpart becomes invalidated forever. Bal Chai Nidachin. And you can no longer use that Sar Lazazel, have to bring a fresh pair. We understand this halach. If the dam gets spilled out, Mishtaleach is no longer useful. And he's puzzled because he hadn't really completed his process. You see, the mitzvah of the dam is to do the hazah of the dam. And since the process of the dam was not fulfilled, then the dam is in effect pasul. And the Sarah Mishtalech lost his partner. So you understand the halacha. Why Yomas HaMishtalech lost his partner? The dam never did its mitzvah. Elameis HaMishtalech, Amai Yishavech Adam. What are the other case? We say if the Sarah Mishtalech dies before the Zrik of the dam, before the Azov of the dam, again, show's over. To spill out the dam and start fresh. What's the problem? More is assuming that the Samar Shtaleach only needs his hagrola. He fulfilled his destiny. He did his job. You set him up with the Sar Lashem. He did hagrola. You committed him for Lashem. Everything's fine. So what's wrong if the Mishtaleach died in the middle of the process? Once he did hagrola, that's only a critical aspect of his performance, of his job. So what's the problem with Mesa Mishtaleach at that late stage? Amrit v'Rav Yanai. So in the Beis Midrash of Yanai, they respond like this. He died prematurely. Amakra, the pasuk says, Yomot chay lefnei Hashem l'chaper olav. The Yisrael Azazel must be positioned alive. Fnei Hashem, l'chaper olav. What does that mean? Admasa yehi zokuk lias chai. Until what point does he have to stand there, remain alive? He has to wait patiently. Ad sha'as matan domim shel chaveri. Until the Sar Lashem's dam gets taken care of and addressed properly. Somehow that benefits the Sar Lazazel. You see, the Sar Lazazel only has vidui, does not have zrikas or azaz hadam, and the Sar Lashem had the hazah of his dam. They're a pair. They work together. Each one sort of benefits the other. And the Sar Lazazel has to remain standing and alive. He has to experience the hazah's dam of his counterpart. Should he die before that, then he hadn't really received any benefit of the dam of the Sar Lashem. In which case we say that he hadn't fulfilled his job, and it's actually something wrong with the kapara of the dam of Lashem, because it was meant to be applied to Lazazel as well. There's no Lazazel. He's no longer here. So the process is incomplete, unfinished, and you have to start everything fresh. You have to go ahead and get a new pair of goats and start the process anew. So once again, Rabbi tells us two halachis. Firstly, if the dam of the Sar Lashem, which is already in container, spills out, then the Sar Mishtaleach lost his partner, because the Hazos Hadam was not yet done. So the mitzvah wasn't fulfilled with the Sar Lashem. So he simply went missing. And you have to bring a new partner. And in that case, says Rabbi Yehuda, the Sar Lazazel lost its kashrus, it became pasul, balachayim nidachin, can no longer be used, you have to bring a fresh pair of goats. And the next halacha he says, if the Sar Mishtaleach died before experiencing the kaparas dam of his counterpart, that's also considered an incomplete process. In which case, everything becomes pasul, and you have to go ahead and bring a new pair of goats. Continues the Gemara Tanan Hassan, we learned in the Mishnah Shkala. Bnei Ha'ir she'sholchu shiklin. The members of the community sent their machzis ha'shekels with a shliach. V'nignivu she'avdu. They got lost, stolen or lost en route. Im nitruma truma. Now, if this this thing was discovered after there was already Truma's Halishka done in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gizbar approached the chamber full of coins. He removed some of those coins as Truma's Halishka. Then we say the mass of Truma's Halishka applies itself to everything, even coins which had not yet arrived, coins which were still en route. And now the sender is a potter, because it's as though they were yoytze already. So im netruma truma, if this thing was only discovered after truma salishka, in which case these senders are exempt. So who takes the loss? The mikdash, nishbar nigzbar. So the emissaries, the shluchim, have to go ahead and swear to the caretakers of Beis HaMikdash to back up, to verify their version of events, that they're not held, it wasn't due to negligence. They shouldn't be held responsible for the loss. Vim la, but if the incident was already discovered before Truma Salishka, in which case the Truma Salishka does not cover this incident, it doesn't cover the shipment of the Bnei Yair, since it was discovered before Trumas HaLishka, so it doesn't get included, in which case they have to resend their Shkalim, so they take the loss, and the Shluchim have to go ahead and verify their case with the Bnei Yair, Nishbar and the Bnei Yair, to make a Shvuah to back up their claim, their version of events, with the Bnei Yair. And what happens then? Bnei Yair Shoiklin Achem Tachtein. And the Bnei Yair have to send a new shipment of Shkalim instead. Nimtzu, Oishich Zir Maganav. If it turns out that the money was found, or the Ganavim returned them, so now you have two batches of coins. Eilu ve'eilu Shkalim him. They're both considered Shkalim. Ve'ein Oilen Lohen L'shan Abo. They cannot reuse them for next year. So the extra ones go into the Shir Elishka, and they're used this year. Yeah, they can reuse it for next year. There's no need to send two shipments of coins. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's a pshan Rabbi Yehuda? I'm a Rava, Kusav Rabbi Yehuda. Choyveis shoshana zu, kreveis shoshana bo. He holds that even things which were set aside for this year's dues can be used for next year. Esvi Abaye. Says Abaye, I have a kasha on you. The Brisa says, par v'soyer, sheyom ha-kipurim she'avdu. The par kain gadol, the Sor Lashem of Yom Kippur, which went missing, v'hifrish achirim tachtein, and he designated another one as a backup, as a substitute. V'chein siri avid zora she'avdu. This is a carbon that Klal Yisrael would bring if they did avid zora. So it went missing, v'hifrish achirim tachtein. Once again, he set aside a substitute. And what happened? The first ones were the ones that got lost were now discovered. So you have an extra carbon. What do you do? Kulon yamusu. They're left to die. This is a case of chatos, shechibur ba'alea, ba'acheres, as we mentioned earlier. It's an unneeded chatos. Divir b'yudur, right? Because he holds even a chatos tzibur is mesa. Rabbi Lezer, b'shimon oimrim, no. A chatos tzibur is never mesa. Rather, yiru, achi istavu, let it pasture, let it roam till it gets a mum, v'yimachur, and have it sold, v'yipul demeil l'nedava, and have its value directed to the nedava, she'ein chatos tzibur mesa. Right? That's the klal. The halacha of Moshe Sina does not apply to chatos tzibur. Now the shaila is, why can't you just go ahead and reuse? According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says you can go ahead and reuse last year's shkalim for the coming year, so now you have an extra par Yom Kippur. Sorry, Yom Kippur, you don't need it this year. No, you don't need to use it next year. So this is the Kashan Rava. Rava explained that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Choyve Shel Shanazu can be used for next year. So why not the Par V'Sor Shem Kippur? Amalei, Rava responds, Karbonis Sibu Ka'amris. Ah, here it's different. You're speaking about Karbonis which are purchased from the Trumas HaLishka, from public funds. That's different. Shani! Karbonis Sibur, that's different. Kedirab Tabi Am Rabbi Oishya. As we learned, the Amar Taban Rav Eishia, Amar Kra. The pasuk tells us, Zois Oilas Chodesh Bechotchay Lachotchay Hashana. We learn from the fact that the Torah repeats Chodesh and Chodesh again. It's a drash Amar Teira, Chadesh Vahaveli Korban Mitzvah Chadasha. You have to renew your stock every year. This year's animals, this year's Korban Tzibur, are meant to be funded from this year's Machzis HaShekel, from this year's community fund. You cannot go ahead and use for this year's karbanos animals which were brought from last year's funds. So the parvisur left over from last year cannot be used this year. Let's go over to Rashi on top. Korbanos Sibur, Habon Mitrumas Alishka Kamras. Oh, Shani Korbanos Sibur. Meroish Chodesh. Nisan Ve'elech Ein Boim Minay Nishana. Beginning from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to use new stock. Kedrabi Tabi, Mesechus Rosh Hashanah. Chodesh, Bechotchei, Lechotchei. We have many words, Chodesh, Chidush Nisayrik Sivit. Ladrash, Shalom Lach. Yesh Chodesh, this is 1 month a year. Shat Tzorach Lechadesh of Kavanas. You have to renew your supply of Kavanas. Ulavim Atrum Chadash. You need to be funded from the new coins. How do we know it's Nisan? V'gam Arshana, Shana, Minisan, Lechsev, Vishnu, Lechem, Lechotchei Hashanah. So over here it says, Shana, and by Nisan it says Shana. So we learn that Shana means the year begins, the fiscal year, the Beis Hamikdash begins at Nisan. That explains the halacha in the Brayso. Why you cannot reuse last year's private sar, purchased from last year's funds? Says okay, Hotenach sir. That explains the sar Lashem, which is a carbon tzibur, is to be funded using this year's coins. Par Ma'ikilah Meimar. What about the other item on the list? Par Yom Kippur, that's the Kohen Gadol's privately funded carbon. It doesn't have this requirement. Gzeira Par to Sir. Concerned one count or the other. If you allow the par from last year to be used, perhaps the allowance will extend over, erroneously extend over into the Sir. And that's not okay. Says the Gemara, Meshum Gzeira Yamusu. Okay, I understand that's a Gzeira. That's why you apply Misa. It's a pretty severe consequence, meaning, as Rashi explains, let him just wander till he gets a mum and sell him off. There's no din Misa here. Concerned that he might inadvertently use it, erroneously fine. So don't use it. Send it out to pasture. V'oid, another kasha. Had Rab Tabi Amar Rav Yeshia gufa mitzvahi. This halacha. That the current year's korbanos need to be funded by the current year's fund. It's only a mitzvah l'chatchila. The Amar of Yudah Mashmol, Karbanis Tzibur Haboin Be'echad B'Nisan, the new Karbanis of this year, mitzvah. Lahavi mina chadash. Yeah, the mitzvah to use new money. V'mehevi mina yashan yatsa, but if you used old funds, you might say, Ela shechisar mitzvah, you missed out a mitzvah opportunity. But it's only l'chatchila. And because of that mitzvah l'chatchila, you're going to do misa on these animals? Ella Amar Abzera, I'll tell you the reason. Why can't you reuse last year's spillover? Because the Sar Lashem of last year cannot be used for Lashem this year. The Ger only works for that year. It expires. Come next year. Says, well, okay. Skip the Ger. Vinaisi, Vinagro. Let us bring last year's goat, pair up with another goat. Vinagro. And make a new Ger. That's the problem. You're missing a girl? Redo the girl. Gzero Shema Yoimru HaGoyrol Kaveya Mishal Nechaverta. There's a concern that people might not know that you did a new girl. And they'll say, well, oh, yeah, they used last year's goat because last year's girl works for next year as well. It's going to create a confusion, an erroneous conclusion. Hatenech Sayer. Once again, fine, that addresses the Sayer. Sayer needs a girl. Par Ma'ikil Meimar. Doesn't apply to the Par Kohen Gadol, which doesn't need a girl. Gzeira para to sir. If we allow the par, it's going to lead to the sir being used as well. Umishum gzeira musa. Is that why you apply misa? Don't use it. Let a pasture. Let's get some mum. Why misa? Amru rabbanu kameda abaye. So the Talmidim presented their solution to abaye. You know why you can't go ahead and use the last year's animal? Gzeira mishum chatos shemesa balea. We're concerned, perhaps, throughout the year, the Kohen, who owns the animal, Kohen Gadol, who was the owner of the par Kohen Gadol, might die. In which case, it's a chatos, whose owner went missing, and it goes lamisa. Therefore, we don't want to use it. Hotenech par, that explains the par, who has an owner. Sir make lamemar, doesn't apply to the sir, which is a publicly owned carbon tzibur, in which case, there's no such a concept of the meso ba'aleo. Ain't tzibur mason, the Gemara in Hiriya says. There's no misa by a community, by a public entity. So, fine. Par has this concern, but not Sawyer. Gzira Sawyer to par. If you allow the Sawyer to be used, perhaps it's going to lead him to use the par as well, which might be without an owner. Once again, so apply Misa? Why such a drastic step? Just allow it to roam, get some mum, sell it off. Ella says the Gemara, let's try another solution. We're concerned that perhaps if you allow it to be used next year, it's going to take it past its first birthday, in which case it's soyer, we overage, and no longer roi for a carbon. It has to be within a year. So, one second. Gzeira? You're concerned perhaps he might get too old, might pass his first birthday. He gufa chatos she'aver shnasahi. It certainly is. A chatos she'aver shnasa. Well, by definition, if you're using last year's sir, a year later, it's certainly more than a year old. What do you mean? It's a gzeira. It's a concern that it might be too old. No, says Zimur, no. I meant only gzeira. You know why? Holy kasha. The answer is, ki Rebbe. We're following Shitas Rebbe, Desanya. Rebbe holds that when we speak about a goat being within a year of birth, we're speaking about a solar year, a 365-day year, in which case it is possible that last year's goat, come next year, Yom Kippur, should still be within a year. Which year? A 365-day year. So technically, it could still be kosher, but it's a gzera. If we allow it to be used next year, it might actually pass its birthday. Where do we see Rebbe? The Sanya, Shana Tumima. Is halacha, if one sells a home within a walled city in Eretz Yisrael, he has a full year to put together funds to redeem that property. The pasuk says he has a Shana Tumima, a whole year. What does that mean? Shana Tumima, Moina. He counts Shalosh Meis V'Shisha Mechamisha Yom, 365 days, which is a chiddush, right? Keminyan Nimaisacham Adivre Rebbe. He counts a full solar year. Shana Tmima denotes more than your typical year, more than the Jewish year. No. You don't get any more allowance. Meinesh Nimaisar Chodesh Miyam L'Yom. It's exactly 12 months, a lunar 12 months, Miyam L'Yom, day to day, meaning 354 days, that's what it is. In this Abra, suppose it ends up being a leap year, the Bezdin adds a 13th month, fine. This Abra L'Maychar. So it benefits the seller. It's his luck. He has an extra month to do Pidyon. But according to Rebbe, Shana Tmima means a full year, a solar year. Let's go over to Rashi, on top of the Amud. So if it ends up being a leap year, the moich has an extra month to scramble together some funds before he loses his property. Continues Rashi. Ula Rebbe. So according to Rebbe, that Shana Tmima by Bata Erechayma and the Ritva points out, the same thing would apply to the halach of Shana regarding the age requirement of an animal, the carbon. We would follow the solar year. So now we could work out Al Gemara. The Rebbe Mashkach, so we could figure it out as follows. He could go in Shigdish, Bem Shmini Ludasai, Be'erem Kippurim B'Shana Pshuta. He was Magdish, this young goat, this 8-day old goat, Erev Yom Kippur of last year. Vichimati Yom Kippur Maba, come next to Yom Kippur, is still within the age frame. Akati Loimal Lele Shasai Yamim El Shasad. We haven't yet reached our deadline of 365 days. So technically you can have a spillover of last year, which is still within a year, still kosher. Rather, there's a gzera, says the Gemara, if we allow this to happen, a person might not pay close attention. I'll say, well, you can use last year's leftovers, even if it's past a year old. Continues the Gemara, Tenech Sir. That explains the concern by a Sir, which must be within a year old. Par Michael and Mema, what about a power's Ben Shalishanim, 3 years old, is never concerned about a year old par. So what's wrong with using last year's par? Says no gzeira par to soyer. If we allow the par to be used, perhaps that allowance will extend itself over to a soyer and might end up being overage. Umashum gzeira yamas, because of that you apply misa. It's a pretty drastic step. Just let it roam till it gets a mum. Additionally, says the Gemara, not only that, I have another issue here. Say, you're concerned that the sawyer might become too old, overage. What's the worst thing that can happen? There's no misa applied there. A chatas that's past a year old. Chatas she'aver shnasa l'riya azla. There's no misa. You let her roam till it gets a mom. Domer shlokish. Chatas she'aver shnasa. There's no din misa. It's not one of those chatois hamesis. Rather, roin oisa, we view it ki'ilu hiya medes v'sakvaris. As if there's an external impediment, as if the animal standing in a basic kvaris, inaccessible to the kohen, you just can't be mocked of it. It's overage. There's something preventing hakrava. But raya, let it pasture till it gets a mum. There's no reason to do misa. So why do we say last year's karban is golem misa? What's the worst thing that can happen? Past the year old? Fine, go ahead and give it the halacha of a raya. Says the Gemara, Elam Rava Gzerah Mishim Takala. Says Rava, I'll give you another pshat, another solution. There's another type of Gzerah Mishim Takala. Because if you allow it to sit around till next year in Kippur, it might create pitfall, Takala. There might be unauthorized use of this carbon. And that explains why we dispose of it immediately. We say we apply Misa to the Parvasur, which were left over. We don't want to leave it around, which might create a takala concern, which the Gemara will elaborate on Bez Hashem in tomorrow's daf. Okay, let's just quickly go over today's points. We had the leftover goat, right? We had a pair of goats, and one of them went missing. The Yisrael HaZazel, for instance, was mace. You bring a new pair of goats, you apply a new hagrola, the new Yisrael HaZazel will take over the old one. Now you have two Lashems available. Which one do you use? So according to Rav, Shitas Chachamim is, use the first one. According to Rabbi Yehuda, use the last one. According to Rabbi Yechanan, all agree. The first one is out of commission. Balachayim Nidachim. He became disqualified for the time being, and that soul remains throughout. He can no longer be reinstated. Use the Achron. What happens if the Bnei Ir send their Shkolim, and it turns out they have to send new ones? Then they discover the old ones. Tanakama says, they're both considered shkolim, but cannot be applied for next year. Rabbi Yehuda says, you could use them for next year. And Rav explains, chayvei shoshana zu, krayvei l'shana ba. Something designated for this year is an obligation, if unneeded, can be applied towards next year. On that, Abai asked Akasha. I have a brisa which says, the leftover par v'sar yom kippur can no longer be used. We apply Misa. Can't use it next year. Why? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can use it for next year. And the Gemara provided several possible pshatim to this brisa. First, the Gemara says, well, this year's kabbonis have to be funded through this year's fund. Well, the Gemara says, it's only a mitzvah. That's not miyakit. Well, then the Gemara says, last year's hagrola is not applicable any longer for this year. Fine, so do a new hagrola. So the Gemara says, the gzera, maybe the owner would die. Well, says the Gemara, is that why you apply Misa? Don't use it. Let it roam till it gets a mum. Why Misa? Well, then the Gemara says, a gzera, that it might become overage. Once again, says the Gemara, why would you apply Misa? Go ahead and let it pasture. In fact, the whole concept of Avar Shnasa never generates Misa. At most, it's Re'iyah. So why would you say Misa in this case? Rava says, it's new Gzerim Shem Takala, which we're going to see Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. Haslacha Rava to you.